Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll find my email address right on top of the page. You can contact me for prayer requests or comments or any other reason. Thanks again very much for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great blessing and joy to pray for you as I do each and every day. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words today. Not only them, but all the ones they love and all the things they care about. I pray that their lives are filled with glorious grace and love and blessing, and prosperity and health and all good things. Basically, that their lives would be heaven on earth and nothing less. Father, I give you thanks for them, and I give you glory and honor through Christ Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Perfectly One. As I was praying today, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words, he said. My lovely and beloved ones, how I long for you to know the love that you are loved with. I want you to know that my passionate love burns for each one of you. I desire only the very best for you. And I want you to experience my great love. And to do so, there are some things I need you to change your minds about. My loved ones, I am only love. I am not love and anger. I am love. I am not love and hatred. I am love. Those who twisted your scriptures make me out to be something that none of you would want to be. Even under the old covenant that you were never under, the scriptures had been twisted, and that is why my beloved son said, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. They had taken the scriptures and twisted them and put people in great bondage and made me out to be a heartless killer. This is one great reason I sent my firstborn unto you, saying that he and I are one, and it's so you would have express representation of me, so you would know without a doubt how much you are loved, and know the truth that you are one of us. My son came proclaiming himself to be the Son of Man. He identified perfectly as one of you to show you that you are one of us. I birthed you out of my very own self, so who are you? You cannot be any less than who and what I am. Do you remember what was written in the book you call Philippians? Let this same mind be in you that was also in Christ, who counted it not robbery to be my equal? Once again, false religion has caused you to settle for much less than who you are, and it is time for you to change your minds. As it is written, you were chosen before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in my eyes. You are not flawed and broken, as those who scream at you from your pulpits would like you to believe. The only reason you believe you are broken is because you haven't believed in your perfection. Think of the foolishness of false religion. Imagine if you had a child and someone tells that child that he or she is no longer your child because they made a mistake. Isn't that just complete ignorance? Your child will always be your child, regardless of their actions. Yet that is what you've believed. Separation from me is the biggest lie my people have ever swallowed. My loved ones, I made my home inside you. I am in your spirit. I am in your body, even in your DNA. You can't separate yourselves and live without me, no more than you could rip your own heart out of your chest and live without it. I live in you as you, because I love you too much for us to be two separate beings. Do you remember how our beloved Paul said it? The two shall become one flesh. He said this is a mystery, but I speak of Christ and the church. You've already become one, because you've always been one everywhere and every way, except in your understanding. My loved ones, I am love and could never stop loving you. I am your life and could never stop being your life. I am your health, your wealth, your joy, and your perfection. As you begin to embrace the truth of being perfectly one, then the lies of sin, disease, poverty, and brokenness will fall away and cease to be a part of your experience. These will be replaced with health, wealth, joy, gladness, and abundant life in every situation in your lives. All these things are the truth, if you will let go of the lies, embrace the truth. My loved ones, I know you have many years' experience in what seems to be the truth, but it's not the truth. I know when you're experiencing pain, it's hard to believe that you are perfectly whole, but perfectly whole is who you are. My perfect ones, experiences change, but truth is eternal. Your deepest subconscious thoughts are powerful, and those who've ruled over you for generations have used your own power against you. As it is written, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You will create the experiences you believe in. From the time you were born, you were told that you're sick and on your way to death. You were trained to believe in sickness more than believing in health. You were trained to believe in lack and poverty instead of abundance and wealth, and these old habits are sometimes hard to break. My loved ones, it's time to make a stand against the lies by entering into the rest that comes from knowing the truth. It's not fighting against sickness that makes you well. It's resting in the truth of your health that makes you well. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Just knowing that you are absolutely healthy and wealthy will make you free from the lies. You don't have to struggle. All you have to do is believe. Some might say, well, I don't have enough faith for that. You had enough faith to believe the lie and experience the negative, and the same faith will believe the truth, and you will experience health and blessings. You have been given the measure of faith, and all the faith you need comes from hearing my voice. Get into your quiet place and ask me, Father, am I well? Father, am I wealthy? You will hear my voice answer, absolutely, and the faith you need will burn inside you. Here is one reason that you don't experience the truth. When you read the scriptures, you don't rightly divide them into the times they were written for. Before the cross, my son and his disciples went about healing those who were sick. This is because my son hadn't taken the sickness and disease into himself on the cross. While on the cross, he bore the sin, sickness, and disease of every person who was and who will ever be. This is why after the cross, we sent out beloved Paul preaching the ministry of reconciliation. As I've told you many times, I was in Christ reconciling the world unto myself and not counting men's sins against them. The cross was the final answer to sin, sickness, and poverty. As it is written, he became poor that you could be made rich. So before the cross, those who were sick believed my son could heal them. After the cross, those who were sick were told of the reconciliation, of how they were already healed by my son when he bore their sickness and poverty in his body. This is why before the cross, you see them laying on hands, and after the cross, you see them praying their prayer of faith, which was the declaration of eternal truth of what was accomplished on the cross. They anointed their heads with oil. This wasn't to heal the sick. This was an act of a declaration that all of you are priests and kings, and the anointing was a representation of who they'd already become. This was part of the fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah when he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and a day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. My son understood all these things. That is why before the cross he would lay hands on people, and sometimes he would just speak the word, and sometimes virtue would flow from him and heal all around him. After he had risen, he taught his disciples his truth, to proclaim the prayer of faith in the finished works over those who were sick, and anoint those whom they prayed over with oil, just as the prophets and kings of old were anointed. It was not to heal them. It was a ceremony proclaiming who they were and what had already been done for them. It was the declaration of their reconciliation. My loved ones, I know these things seem so different than what you were taught, but as you can see in your natural world, as it unfolds, that there are many things you were lied to about. You are beginning to see that almost all things you were taught were not true. So let go of the lies. Embrace the truth. If you come to me and say, "Please heal me, for I'm sick," I will say to you, "No, my beloved. He himself bore your sickness and sorrows upon his cross, and what you are experiencing are the symptoms of not reconciling your experiences with the truth. The law of the Spirit of life has made you free from sin and death. All that is necessary is for you to believe the truth. I will never force anyone to believe anything. You are free to believe the lie and experience the lie, or you are free to grasp on the truth with all your heart and experience heaven on earth. Remember, my beloved ones, we are one, and I am the one that we are. I am not sick, I am not poor, and neither are you. You're not broken, my beloved ones. You are perfectly loved, and you are perfectly one." And these are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every single one, and I pray for you always. We'll see you soon.